Aubrey Masango on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And DSTV channel 856.
The show. In this hour, I'm going to be speaking to somebody who has become a very popular part of this feature, Ilani Beckett. She's an Ayurvedic nutritionist. And she is going to be talking to us about the idea of weight loss and energy gain. Many times we've spoke about the fact that we tend to miscalculate the idea of somebody who's fit versus somebody who is well versus somebody who is who is at the right weight. All of those kinds of concepts need to be aligned in the right way. And it's always great to speak to Ilani Beckett to talk about some of these issues. And she joins me on the line now. Ilani Beckett. Ilani, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for the subject. I think it's so apt and so timely. Ilani?
Good morning. Yeah, me. Good evening to the listeners. How are you guys?
I'm very good, thanks. Are you well?
I'm living in the future. It's morning for me already.
That's the only way to live, Ilani. Sometimes the present is just too hard to bear, so we just move our thinking.
The present is cold. I'm hoping for a warm day tomorrow, so maybe that's why I'm on the wrong side of the weather this evening.
There you go. So tell me a little bit about the ideas of weight loss and energy gain. And I believe you've got a guest for us.
That's right. Also, I brought reinforcements tonight.
Nice.
I saw that we just had such a huge response after our conversation last week or the week before on insomnia.
Yeah.
And as per our previous discussions, we've been speaking about these different elements that make up our bodies and that also play a role in our minds and our mental and our spiritual health, and how winter is the season where that element that we call vata, of the space and the air, the cold, movable elements, are so aggravated, causing us sleeplessness.
Yeah.
So due to the huge response that we got on that topic, I thought that it is a good time now to start preempting as the season is starting to turn. We're starting to go more into spring, and spring is the season in which the kapha element dominates, and that is the element of earth and water. It's cold and sticky and heavy and slow, and that's why we have all of these sinus issues starting to show up in spring, as well as the symptoms of our weight and our bodies having changed for the slow metabolism and everything going on in winter.
Yeah.
So this evening, I brought to you my favorite mentor and a person who's become a really good friend of mine just by always sharing her expertise. She's an Ayurvedic practitioner as well from Michigan in the USA with over 14 years of practical experience. Her specialties are arthritis, Parkinson's, and muscular sclerosis. But this evening, she has agreed to join us with some of her vast knowledge on how we can use the principles of Ayurveda to combat that spring sluggishness and heaviness, get ourselves cleaned out for the summer that will follow. So welcome, Casey.
Well, let's invite Casey to join the conversation. Casey, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. We've had some really great conversations with Ilani Beckett about Ayurvedic nutrition. You're an Ayurvedic practitioner. You're going to talk to us about weight loss and energy as we go into our spring. You are going to be going into your winter in the United States. Tell us more.
So thank you so much for having me. I am so grateful. Yes, so as you are in Vata, in your winter months, as you are progressing through kapha, a lot of times kapha being heavy, because in Ayurveda we look to gunas, which are traits that manifest in the body. And kapha is heavy. And it also causes mucus in the body, which a lot of people experience during the winter months. It doesn't matter what part of the world that you're in. As the seasons change, allergy season comes, and we tend to have a lot of mucus build up in the sinuses, in the chest, coughing, sneezing. And as we're moving from winter into spring, a lot of times this heavy kapha that we get during these winter months continue to go through the body and make the body heavy and weighed down. And a lot of people experience a lot of excess weight in the body. Kapha also tends to be very oily. So we carry a lot of this oil and weight and heaviness through the body. And there are just such great ways that we can eradicate kapha from the body to bring us into lighter, healthier bodies. Not only physical, but our mental body and our spiritual body. And we really want to make sure that as we are lightening our physical bodies, we're also lightening our minds with meditations and breath work and relaxation ways to just really honor and take care of ourselves.
You know, Casey, we've had some wonderful, enlightening conversations with Alani of the nature that expresses the idea that what we eat at which times of the year produces how we feel, how we behave, how we understand ourselves and the world around us at any given time of the year. Perhaps we could start off by you explaining, and I know Alani has explained to us in the past about the notions of kapha and vata. What is that? I know I'm taking a step back, but what are we talking about when we speak of vata and kapha? And you've just spoken now about some of the characteristics, some of the physiological characteristics of kapha, which is where we're going into in the spring and summer months, is a heaviness in the body, characterized by a mucousy sort of reality, I suppose. But talk to us and tell us, what are we talking about when we're speaking of vata and kapha in Ayurvedic terms?
So I have to say that I have become a fan of your show. I have listened to Alani now on your show several times.
Wow,
you always
thank
do such
you.
An amazing job. So as Alani has said, when we talk about like vata and we talk about the cold, so because I specialize in working with a lot of people who have arthritis, the vata gets into the joints because vata is the air, it's the ether, and it's cold. It's cold, it's hard, it's rigid, it's this very frigid type energy that's moving through our bodies. So as we're in these cold months, as being in the vata season, the vata winds are also blowing through the body, which tend to go into the joints, which tend to go into our minds, which really tighten up the body. It causes stiffness. It causes, it pushes kapha, which again is this heaviness. So we have the dry blowing through the body. And the more stiffer we become, the more sedentary that we become. And what happens is the cold that pushes the heavy, it makes us crave those kinds of foods. So we're wanting to crave heavy foods like cheeses, lots of heavy breads or heavy meaty meals. When actually what our body needs are light, nourishing, refreshing foods. And one of the nice things about going from winter into spring is that foods such as soups, warm stews, these are things that we can start to eat going in from fall into the winter and then continuing on into the spring to really nourish the body and heat the body and reduce the vata and also reduce heaviness, avoiding the excess weight gain that people have that they get from winter going into spring. So a lot of times when people are looking at their bodies, it's springtime, the sun is starting to come out, it's the warmness, they're starting to feel good. A lot of people start to engage in exercising, they're going outdoors, they're wanting to get their bodies back in shape because of that heat element that is now starting to come from the sun and from the weather. And the more that we're getting interested in exercising and wanting to eat the fresh spring foods, it's really helping to bring our bodies back into balance physically, as well as reducing some of the anxieties and the depressions that we're feeling from the coldness and the dark.
Let me bring Ilani into this conversation. Ilani, I mean, as I listened to Casey talk about the winter months and the fact that we are attracted to certain diets at the time, you know, we attracted to the heavier food because it makes us feel warm. It's comforting food. It's cold outside. But she speaks of the fact that, you know, the cold gets in through our bodies and it then finds resting places in our joints and in our lungs. And that's why we have suppose the ailments and the diseases we have that are characteristic to the winter months. Tell me about what is the rationale for eating foods that are not, as I've just described, during the winter months? If I understood Casey wrongly, please help me understand. But what is the rationale behind eating foods that sound like they are lighter during that time, for what reason?
Right. So Ayurveda teaches us that like will increase like and opposites will balance each other out. Remember how we've spoken in the past about people asking, will pop, for instance, make me gain weight?
Yes.
And we've said that yes, it can. If you are already predisposed to having a heavier body type, then adding more heavier foods to your diet will have a cumulative effect. So now we've spent the entire winter being more sedentary, huddled in our homes, being less energetic, sitting
under lockdown.
Right. Yes, and we have been restricted in our movements. So even those of us who would have normally gone out, gone to the gym, had our winter, you know, our afternoon walks, we're now locked down in our houses, being even less active. And what are we doing when we're locked in our houses? We eat out of boredom.
Yes.
We're not burning off the excess calories. We're not burning the energy. And by not moving our blood and our muscles, like Casey said, that mucus and heaviness builds up in our fat tissue, in our lungs. So for us to not aggravate that further, we want to stay away from foods that have the characteristics of the thing that we're trying to avoid. So the rationale would be then to break up that heavy stickiness, we need to bring in light and dry to have a balancing and a neutralizing effect within our body.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. 011-883-0702. What are you eating, especially under lockdown? Yeah, what are you eating? Have you noticed that there is a marked difference in the way you show up in the world? Are you feeling a lot heavier? I know that many of you will point to lockdown and say, well, it's because we haven't had a chance to do the kinds of exercise regimes that we used to and so forth. But does your diet have anything to do with the way that you feel at the moment? Are you feeling heavier? Are you feeling vata? Hey, and as we move into the spring months, is this perhaps something that you will consider to, even now during our winter months, start to change your diet to slightly lighter food so that you can facilitate the process of becoming lighter in the summer months? And Casey, is that really the principle of you losing weight at this time, but still keeping energy? Because yes, I know that whenever we lose weight, sometimes the energy goes with that weight loss. Tell us a bit more about that.
So, I don't know about you, but like, I'm getting older, and I want to stay healthy, and I want to look youthful. So I always want to nourish my body with healthy foods to stay young and to stay active. And when we think about foods, from an Ayurvedic perspective, we look at the prana in the food. The prana is the life force energy That is the air that we breathe. That's the air that flows through the body to provide us with great energy. A lot of times, and this was me previously, I would always reach for a cup of coffee, and then by midday, I need another cup of coffee. So what's happening is that we're draining our adrenals, and the more that we're draining our adrenals, we start to become more sluggish. And not only physically do we feel sluggish, but internally, the digestive system is really stopping. It's becoming like sludge. So as you're trying to push these unhealthy foods on top of sludge, we're getting a backup. And then where is it starting to back up? But it's backing up into the digestive system. It's backing up into the fat in our body. It's backing up into our bones. So not only are we increasing weight physically, but we're increasing all of this extra weight internally in the digestive system. So the healthy fruits and vegetables filled with prana, they're so nourishing to the body. It's making us, like Alani said, it's making us feel lighter. It's making us feel rejuvenated. And it's also helping to remove all of this toxic sludge in the body. So we're feeling physically lighter in our weight and in the scale, but we're also physically feeling lighter in the digestive system. Yeah. And producing light bowels and just really this overall feeling like so much healthier.
What about the cold though, Casey? I mean, it's cold, right? I mean, that's why we've been eating the heavier foods, the stews, the heavier foods. They sort of help us with the cold. How do we deal with the cold if we're going to be eating these lighter sort of life force filled foods that don't warm us up? Well, how do we deal with the cold?
So I have friends who have been to South Africa, and Alani has become a friend over the years. And I have to say, it is not colder in South Africa than it is in Michigan. In Michigan, we are freezing.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily eating heavy, warm foods. You can have warm foods such as stews. I am a huge fan of lentil soup. It's something that I eat almost all year round. It's very nourishing. It's light. It's filled with spices. Every time you're taking a bite of a spice, it really sets the tongue into making you feel alive. And we want to taste these warm, nourishing spices to really heat up that body. And then the more that our bodies are feeling heated, that's what energizes you to go out and maybe get up and do a yoga practice in the morning or bundle up and try to take a walk, even Alani and I were talking this morning, so I know that you're in the August winds right now, but, you know, trying to go out there and face the August winds and try to build up a sweat and really start to release some of this extra heavy weight that our bodies are feeling to, again, become healthier in spring and to continue with the healthy weight and the healthy body.
I want to take a call from Cindy in Mafikeng. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Aubrey.
Yeah, good evening to you. Your thoughts, Cindy?
Yes. Okay. With regards to what I'm eating right now, with the depression regarding the COVID and stuff, I'm eating just about everything.
Yep.
And I think more than what worries me is the amount of pap I eat in a day,
yep,
and therefore a week, and therefore a month. So I eat that because I'm in the company of men all the time.
I sympathize with you, Cindy. I sympathize.
You know, it's my grandfather and my son, so it's just so horrible.
Yeah.
So I just want to find out. I'm eating pap. I'm basically very few veggies and all pap and meat.
Yes.
That we have,
yes,
in abundance.
Yes, yes. And your question is,
What is it that I can eat to improve me, my brain, and everything?
I understand. Alani, I want you to perhaps jump in there because it's part of the conversation we had the last time we spoke about our love for pap here in South Africa, particularly in those winter months. And Cindy speaks of the fact that, she is hanging around with the guys at home, especially under this lockdown situation. But she does, I suppose, have the consciousness at the moment to say she wants to eat slightly lighter. You know, pap, you know how it works, and maybe you guys can have an Ayurvedic sort of translation for Casey to understand what we're talking about when we're talking about pup. But how do you respond to Cindy's question?
So what we can do is we as human beings, with all of our tools and with our intelligence, we have the ability to change the qualities of food, because I absolutely sympathize with our dear caller. I also have a house full of boys with my husband and two sons. So I know and I get it that the guys are not always as keen on the salad as us ladies. So what we can do is we can still use those lighter vegetables like the spinach, you know, the leafy things, the crispy things, but then steam them or cook them into a stew. So then you still have that feeling of a nice, nourishing, heavy dish, but made from lighter ingredients. So when we're in the summer months, which is the pitta time again, remember we spoke about the yes. fire element that is aggravated in summer, then we will have our veggies raw and cold and crispy. Right now, we want the raw, or the crispy and the cold veggies, but we want to hide that cold element by warming up the food, by cooking it in a way. Soups this time of the year, vegetable soups, are a great go-to. And because I know of the strong prevalence and the love for pup, it is a heavy, sticky food. So, and we've been eating so much of it during these colder winter months. Now, as Casey mentioned, there's more to food than just things that we consider vegetables. Our spices play an enormous role. And because this kapha that is building up in winter is cold and heavy, if we can add hot and warming spices, that will have a countering effect on the processing and the chemical reaction within the body. So if our caller and many out there are going to stick to the pup, as we probably will because we're still going to be cold for a while, start making the sheba, start making some sauce or something with some nice chili and the rajah curry that we've mentioned before. Make a nice hot spicy sauce, and then you can put that over the pup or roll it into that thing, I can't remember what it's called, if you roll it into a little sausage and it's nice and tight,
yeah.
And you can dip it into your sauce and eat that to have a bit of a neutralizing effect to the heaviness.
So I'm getting the sense that you are saying that maybe the relish that goes with that, the chakalaka, for example, could then be a chakalaka that's made up of foods that have a lot of prana. I think, is that what you called it, Casey? That life force? Is it? What did you call it?
Yes, prana.
Prana.
And, you know, we also talk about foods, and to play on what Alani has said, you know, when we have prana and we're cooking, it's also about the love that we're putting into the food that we're cooking.
Yeah.
So if we're cooking vegetables with love and happiness and adding these spices that Alani was just talking about, the food, as we digest it, that prana flows through the body. So if we're eating our food, if we're cooking our food and we're happy, and we're eating our food when we're happy, then as it's digesting, we mentally become happy. If we're eating food like a pizza with a soda pop, and the person was really mad and they're baking it and then they're delivering it to the house, and then you take on that energy, then it gets trapped in the body, mm-hmm. and then it eventually comes out through the emotions. So we want to also be conscious not only about the foods that we're eating, but how we are feeling when we're cooking them or when somebody else is cooking them and serving them to us.
011-883-0702. What principles do you apply in the way that you cook food? What kinds of foods are you eating at this time of the year when it's cold, especially in August? We are in the windy season. You know, Ilani, the old people used to say that that's probably why we get so sick just before spring, is because the winds have put all of those imperfections, shall I call them, into the air, and that's what we're breathing in at the moment. I'd love to hear from you, what sort of diets are you following at this time, so that one, you can start to prepare your body for the spring and summer months. So what you're wanting to do is you want to get rid of the heaviness of the diets that you've been enjoying in the winter months as you try to protect yourself from the cold. So that kind of food would have been heavy. I'm getting the sense from my guests that maybe what we should be thinking about at this time is starting a transition to the lighter prana field foods, foods that are raw, that have the life force still in its original form. But Casey makes a very, very important point that I am resonating with right now as to what were the conditions under which the food was cooked. Were the people that were cooking the food, were they happy? What was their emotional state? Because I agree very, very strongly. I don't have the science for it, but I agree very strongly that your emotional and perhaps even mental disposition at the time of the cooking of the food or the preparation of the food somehow seeps into the food and becomes a part of the energy of the food. So we need to be thinking about that as we talk about weight loss, of course, and the issue of having energy during the time that we are transitioning from winter to summer. Ilani, I mean, that is so very important, the issue of the mental disposition, the emotional disposition of the ones preparing the food that we eat.
Absolutely. You know what? My husband Stanley and I always have a little story that we like laughing about. We were driving down to the coast one year, and we left really early, like about 2 o'clock in the morning. And by 4 or 5 o'clock, we were ready for our first pit stop. This is in the morning. And we stopped at a garage. I won't mention the name. And we ordered toasted cheese and tomato sandwiches for the road, as we do. And Aubrey, I can tell you to this day, those were the most loveless sandwiches that we have ever had in our lives. We like looking back at it. We just remember from that first bite, we even looked at each other and you could just taste. We woke somebody up to make a sandwich.
You can. I mean, you can literally taste the nafi feet in the food when you eat it and it has no love, it's in it. You can literally taste it. Give me a call, 0118830702. If you recognize what Ilani and Casey are saying about the kind of emotional disposition that we should be looking to have in the preparation of the food, because it gets locked into the food. The energy thereof becomes part of what we imbibe, what we ingest. So give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. Let's talk to Angie in Soweto. Hi, Angie.
Yes, hi, Aubrey, and hi to the lovely ladies.
Yeah,
I hope
go
you
ahead.
Can hear me. The line is really bad on my side. Yes, I just wanted to comment about the food that we're eating. I've actually been on the winter detox with Elani, the Kichari.
Yeah.
The beans that they're talking about. I was just saying to her a few days ago that I grew up having, you know what you guys call a leg body. I was a size 32.
Yes.
Then somewhere along the way, I grew sideways. I was a size 36, 38. And just,
nice.
I remember, yeah, and two about a week or 2 weeks ago, I was telling her that now my summer body's back. I was actually concerned, you know. I was concerned. I was like, Elani, I'm losing so much weight. And now that I'm listening to this conversation, I'm picking up that, oh, it's the healthy food that I'm eating that's doing this and that and that. And it's really, you know, when you've never tried it, thinking, oh, dried beans and this and that. But it's actually very nice. I don't get bored of the food and it's very filling. I don't know, Aubrey, if you remember when I met Elani, I had called about the challenge that I had about the
I remember,
malabsorption.
Angie. I do remember. Yes,
yes. When I was losing my hair, my nails were flaking. My nails have grown stronger. My hair has actually it's volumized now. My skin is clear. I'm like, you know what?
So what have you been eating, Angie? What have you been eating?
The Kichari. It's the winter detox. I'm speaking the language now.
Yeah,
it's
I can hear that.
The lovely ladies will explain that because I don't want to say the incorrect things.
Angie, thanks very much and congratulations. You sound You just sound, I mean, I remember that
alive.
When you called, you sound alive, girl, and it's good to hear that your summer body is coming back, your hair is becoming more voluminous, your nails are becoming stronger, man. Wow. Angie, Insulator, thank you very much for that call. Kichari, Ilani, I mean, Casey, what is Kichari? Hello, Casey.
Go ahead, Ilani, because I know Ilani has a recipe on her website, so I will let Ilani talk about Kichari.
Sure, okay. All right, Ilani, what is Angie talking about? And she seems to be very happy.
Well, one of the first things, you remember on I think it was the very first show that we did together, I offered to our listeners that they could do a toxicity test with me, and now is a brilliant time of the year to do that. And I've sent out those free toxicity tests to people, and I got the results back. And I have literally been watching over the last 2-3 months how the results that I've been getting back from people who have done those tests have become higher and higher and higher as the toxins build up. And Casey mentioned earlier about these things building up like oily sludge in our systems. And that's literally what happens. That's why also what we can do in the preparation of our food is to stop using oil, processed oil, completely. This time of the year, if you want to just bring lightness into your food, replace your oil with water. It sounds like you can't believe that the food will still be edible. We're so conditioned to cook with this oil. But you can take the oil out completely. And that is what kichari is. Kichari is a traditional meal. It comes from India, obviously, as Ayurveda is an Indian science.
Yeah.
And it's made from rice and mung dal, or split mung beans. And then just a selected amount of different kinds of spices. This time of the winter, I would use nice warming spices. And for people who have approached me or who do the cleanse with me, I obviously custom recommend which spices. So that's where the results come from. Very simple meal. You cook it in the mornings in about an hour or so, a nice big pot. And the idea is then that for 4 to 10 days, the average is about 4 days, you eat only that. It's called a mono diet. In other words, food that is only one thing. And this enables the body to not have to divide its energy up into processing all the different elements and chemicals and micro and macronutrients that our food is made of. But it can rather delegate that energy and say, right, now we've done the job of the digestion. Let's use our energy to go deep into the tissues, deep into the cells. Pull out that sludge, pull out the toxins. And because of the beans and the brown rice that you're using, it has a lot of fiber. That's where the filling element comes from.
Yeah.
And it also scrapes out the gut, it scrapes out that mucus, and it just lets the body dump everything that it's accumulated over these months.
So talk to Thabo in Johannesburg. Hi, Thabo.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Thabo. What's on your mind, my brother?
I just wanna affirm on this topic that you just highlighted, you and the lady in the studio. That okay, let me start by saying, me personally, I've been cognizant of what food stuff I take in my system, because I'm a strictly vegan. I'm a primary consumer.
Yes.
I prefer to get the nutrients from the food directly.
Yes.
And also the manner, what you just highlighted, that food somehow responded to the condition or the state in which they were cooked.
Yes. Emotional state in which they were cooked. Yeah.
Emotional state. Yeah. That one I affirm with it, because as we grow in the villages, sometimes when they held some family gatherings or whatever ceremony whereby one needs to slaughter a cow or a chicken or whatever animal that is being slaughtered on that ceremony.
Yes.
If somehow people after eating that animal, they reacted somehow not accordingly, they will blame the slaughter.
Yes.
Say, no, maybe the person who was slaughtering this animal wasn't in a good
mood,
good mood. That is why we are reacting towards this.
Thabo, thank you very much, my brother. I appreciate it. Casey, I mean, a lot of people, even on the on our social media platforms, are agreeing with the idea that the mood, the emotional disposition of the one preparing the food is such an important issue. So Mkabele P. Mohogane says, Aubrey, many years ago I asked my mom why would she cook a simple dish like chicken stew, but it tastes so good. She said it is because she adds love to it when cooking. I believe she does. My mom's food tastes so good and different from mine. And a lot of people agreeing with you there. Is there a scientific basis to this, Casey?
You know, going into a scientific benefit, I don't know if they would ever study something like that, but I'm a full believer that there's nothing like when your mom or your dad cooks you this delicious meal, because they're pouring all of their love in it to serve you and to serve your family members. And you can really see the joy, not only in them preparing it, but as they serve it. And again, it goes into that you're taking on this happiness, this joyful energy, this pleasure that they had preparing you and your family's meals. And then to continue, when Alani was talking about khichdi, there is another amazing digestive tea to drink after khichdi that really helps with weight loss. It is called CCFT, which is cumin, coriander, and fennel. And I have a lot of clients, so my clients who are preparing for surgeries, I always have them do a khichdi cleanse to flush out all the toxins and then drink a CCFT either at lunchtime or in the evening to, again, flush out extra fat and pull out the toxins from the fat and just allow it to really flush through the body, which brings them into that lighter feeling and also reduces their body weight, not only in their physical body, but also on the scales.
Wow. While keeping the energy, because one of the things that I see, Casey, is that, yes, we can see a reduction in body mass and weight and so forth, but then people start to lose, I don't know, a vitality, a spring in their step. And you're saying that when we do that, we keep the energy, even though the scales seem to be going down.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're happy and you're enjoying life, then you definitely take on wanting to take care of your body more. I see clients who are depressed and full of anxiety. And when they tell me, they're like, I eat fast food every day and I don't want to exercise and I sleep for 12 hours and I just feel very sluggish. But once they start, you know, doing teas and healthy vegetables and cooking with spices and really preparing their meals with love, they start to transition physically by losing weight, but also mentally, where they're feeling happier and more lively and they're wanting to go out and do things that maybe they didn't want to do before, especially in the summer months when things are warming up and you can do outdoor activities, or they're wanting to maybe take a walk with their children or with their parents, and they're just feeling just so much more active just by starting to switch their diet to feel better physically and mentally.
Tell me something. I mean, I've just received a message on our WhatsApp line about arthritis, Casey, and I know that you specialize in diets that would give some relief as far as arthritis is concerned. What do people who suffer from arthritis in all of its different forms, right, what do they eat to try and mitigate against arthritis?
So I always tell clients that you want to properly have a Ayurvedic practitioner, you know, get in touch with somebody like Alani to do a full health workup, because some people suffer from arthritis, but it might be other underlying symptoms that are causing stiffness in their joints or joint swelling or pain and inflammation in their joints. But one thing, when you're feeling stiff or you're feeling achy, is to add, you know, heat to the body, because vata is cold, so we want to add the pitta element, as Alani has mentioned earlier and as well in past shows, the heat, the fire. And a really good way to do it is by Dinacharya, or doing an Abhyanga, which is a self body massage, and applying oil topically to the body and circular motions to really bring heat to the tissues to warm up the joints, to warm up the synovial fluid located in the joints, which gives us the flexibility to move and stand and run and jump, and to really target those areas of bringing that heat to really start to relieve the inflammation, reduce the pain, as well as getting that muscle joint connectivity that allows more fluid movement and motion.
So a lot of body contact is probably a good thing. I mean, a lot of movement sounds like a something that you would talk about for people with arthritis, to add that heat in those joint areas by you know, those motions that you were talking about, massages and so forth.
Yes, absolutely. Because there's like 100 different types of arthritis. Arthritis can be found in the fingers, it can be found in the spinal column, it can be found in the hips and the knees and the elbows. And from an Ayurvedic perspective, they're all vata, but there might be other underlying issues of what's going on. I experience a lot of people who have arthritis in their spinal column, which over time has become arthritis because they're hunching over, they're sitting at a desk, they have a lot of weight in their stomach area that's pulling them forward. So we want to really make sure that when they're, you know, moisturizing their bodies with oils to bring the heat, they're also reducing the heaviness, the weight, the copper from the body by these nourishing foods to reduce that belly fat, so that now we can stand more upright and have better posture to really help reduce that inflammation in the spine.
What about people that are trying to gain weight? So CJO on Twitter says, "Orbs, I'm skinny by nature, and I wonder if the ladies can help with something to gain weight, because everyone wants to lose weight, but there's some of us out there who want to gain some weight. We can't even wear shorts in summer. We are even called biltong." What do you do to gain weight, Casey?
So you would want to, again, look at, connect with an Ayurvedic practitioner and do a health history. You know, not being able to gain weight for thyroid issues, or maybe they have other health issues going on. But, you know, adding healthy proteins to the body, like eggs and cheese, you know, to nourish the body and provide it protein, but still sticking to the prana foods of fruits and vegetables, and just, again, really trying to ingest the healthy foods. And then sometimes our bodies, everybody's body is just different. And, you know, sometimes people, your bodies are just beautiful the way that they are. I am a tougher constitution, so I am a curvier person, but I love my body. I embrace my body. I embrace my curves, but I do eat a very strict kapha pacifying diet of fruits and vegetables and really and healthy teas, and just really try to take care of my body overall and just be healthy inside and out.
Yeah, I think that's the fundamental principle here, that we need to love ourselves for how we are, for who we are. Even our body profiles, we need to get to know them and love them for what they are. Casey, I want to thank you very much for joining us this evening and just giving us another perspective on the Ayurvedic diet or principles of diet. I really want to thank you very much for all of the conversation that you've helped us have here. Somebody saying to me, Aubrey, that's why you'll find that the Afro-Americans will talk about soul food, and that's because of the love that they put into their food, and hence it's called soul food. Would you agree with that, Casey?
Oh my goodness, absolutely, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you so much for having me today. I am so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. KC Sui, for joining us. Ilani, I want to thank you for bringing KC onto our airwaves, and a very great conversation. How do people get in touch with you? Because a lot of people want to get that profile or that test so that they can start their journey on the right diet for their body profile for the winter season that's going into the spring season. What do they do to get in touch with you?
Right, they can go to my website, www.omysoul.com, or they can send me a WhatsApp message to 060-628-6149, and I'll just send them the link for the website. If they're struggling to hear on the radio, our line's a bit bad. And when you leave your details there in the block, you'll get a welcome letter, and the test is right there on the
website.
Sure.
If you can just repeat that number again, our producer would just like to put it onto the website.
060-628-6149.
Lani Beckett, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you, Aubrey.